Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I want to introduce you to Striving Together Publications, the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. Our desire is to strive together for the faith of the gospel with you and other like-minded Christians as we provide sound biblical resources for your spiritual growth. At strivingtogether.com, you will find a growing collection of outstanding books, Sunday school curriculum for all ages, conservative Christian music, outreach and discipleship resources, and many other tools for your personal and spiritual growth. You'll also find a variety of tools for your local church ministry. Be sure to visit strivingtogether.com and let us know how we can help you and your church grow in God's grace.
There's a lot changing in our world. Today, with Dr. Paul Chappell on Daily in the Word, we're going to take current events and hold them up against the lens of Bible prophecy and understand the times better. Stay with us. The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. It's easy to watch the evening news, even as a Christian, and begin to fear and wonder and question. But when we take current events and hold them up against the lens of Bible prophecy, we're reminded once again of God's power, God's sovereignty, and we're reminded that we can live with confidence and trust in God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California, and president and founder of West Coast Baptist College. We are airing a new series entitled Times Are Changing. We did listen to this series earlier this year, but we're re-airing it because it was very well received and because Pastor Chappell has a new book that's a companion to this series. The series is entitled Times Are Changing. We're going to carefully study Bible prophecy, and especially in light of current events and the things that are changing in our world. And the companion book that comes along with this series is entitled Understanding the Times. I'll tell you more about it after today's program. But first, turn with us to Revelation chapter 6 through 9, chapter 16, and also Matthew 24 today as we study a heavy topic, a difficult topic, but one that's needful when looking at Bible prophecy, and that is the Great Tribulation. Here's Paul Chappell.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Notice that word, blessed. God said, blessed is the man that reads, and blessed is the man that hears the words of this prophecy. And I believe there's a special blessing in store for the people of God who hear the prophecy, who look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that each and every one of us will be blessed and will receive God's blessing as we study and hear His prophecy readily. Now, there is a great interest on the part of many people about the culminating of this age and the end of the world as we know it. And today we study that period that has come to be known as the tribulation period, just before the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Hollywood likes to tap into some of these themes, and we have heard of movies in the past, Apocalypse and Armageddon, and I'm told there are movies coming out in the future that deal with even the rapture and the vanishing away, if you can believe it, of millions of people from the earth. And it's as if someone would like to desensitize people about that coming event of people leaving this earth and going somewhere else. And there's much interest, even in the world today, by the unsaved people concerning the end times and what's going to happen next. Now, the tribulation is mentioned more than 60 times in the Bible, but more space is allotted to it than any other subject except for salvation and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And although there is no specific date given concerning the tribulation, the Bible indicates here in Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31, that the tribulation, this period we're going to study this morning, will take place just prior to the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And prophecy students for many years have believed that there would be this time of tribulation, also sometimes called toward the end of the 7 years, the Great Tribulation, just before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with his saints to the earth. Now, many liberal theologians deny the literal interpretation of the scripture, and especially that scripture that deals with the apocalypse and the end of the world as we know it. But as we studied in the very first message several weeks ago, we believe in approaching the Word of God literally. We believe in approaching it contextually and historically as it is given to us, and believing that if God said it, that settles it. And we approach the Bible with faith, even the book of the Revelation. And as we study the Word of God by faith, we see that He has a plan that is unfolding for the ages. Now, a little chart may be helpful as we begin this morning, and it's also in your notes. If you'd like to turn towards the back of the notes, you might see this just by way of refreshment, some of the things that we have studied. As we study this morning, we're going to be reminded of Daniel's prophecy concerning the 70 weeks that he prophesied concerning the coming of Messiah. That prophecy, many believe, took place around 444 BC. And then we see the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. We'll study in just a moment what the words cut off mean. And then from the time of the Lord Jesus Christ until now, what would be called the church age, the age of grace that we're living in. And then, of course, we studied a few weeks ago the rapture, or the catching away of the saints. And that will followed by the 70th week of Daniel, which is the 7 year tribulation. That's what we're studying this morning by way of just a brief overview, the period of time following the removal of the saints of God from this earth. Now, J. Dwight Pentecost, in his book Prophecy for Today, says, after the rapture of the church, there will be a 7 year period called the tribulation. At the end of the tribulation, the Lord will return to earth personally and visibly. This is called the second advent, or the second coming of Christ. At that time, he will institute a kingdom on earth, the millennial kingdom, which will last for 1,000 years. And some of you have heard about the millennial kingdom. In 2 weeks, I'll preach about it. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. And at the end of that time, he will be utterly banished for eternity. And God's prophecy students, the tribulation, or sometimes it is referred to as Jacob's trouble, a time of trouble, is a period of time that is culminated in the Great Tribulation, a pouring out of the judgment of God on the earth. And so as Jesus was speaking to his disciples in what is called the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, he begins to answer some of their questions about the end of the world. What's going to happen, Lord, and what can we expect as the world comes to an end? And so this morning, as we consider this period of the tribulation that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, the famines, the pestilence, the earthquakes, the wars, the rumors of wars, let's take a moment in time and let's get an overview of this period from the Word of God. Notice, if you would, in your outline then, the prophecies of the tribulation. Jesus obviously speaks of it here in Matthew 24. He speaks of wars, famines, the beginning of sorrows. In Matthew 24, 21, he says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." It will be unparalleled tribulation. And let's look at some of the prophecies that have been given concerning the tribulation. First, Jeremiah spoke of it, and Jeremiah reveals the purpose of this tribulation, especially as it relates to the children of Israel. And I want you to read there in Jeremiah 30 and verse 7. It says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Verse 9 says, "But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them." Now, this speaks of Israel as a time of tribulation, referred to as Jacob's trouble, a difficult time, a time of trouble. But God has a purpose, and that is that the children of Israel once again will serve the Lord, according to verse number 9. And the tribulation is brought upon this earth for many purposes, but one of those purposes is for the children of Israel to repent and to turn back to God. And my friend, there is a great need for that. Much of the people today known as Israel are given over to anything but believing in the Messiah, and many of them are hold on into a lifestyle of agnosticism and even atheism. While we sometimes think of the Holy Land as being filled with people who are holy and people who are looking to God, there's a very small majority of Orthodox people, a very great majority of people who need the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Years ago, I was looking at a Charlie Brown comic, and as I was looking at that comic, Charlie Brown in the first scene was standing on the ocean side looking at a beautiful, beautiful sandcastle that he had spent much time, obviously, building. And then in the next scene, it was obvious that there had been a deluge of some kind come, and that sandcastle had been turned into just a pile of sand. And Charlie Brown was standing there looking at that pile of sand where the artwork had once stood. And he said, "There must be a lesson in this, but I really don't know what it is." Now, how many of you have ever had something completely wreck or get messed up and you knew there was a lesson in it, but you really didn't know what it was? Well, I've got some good news for you this morning. God makes no mistakes. And even when you speak about tribulation, God has a reason and a purpose. And one of those purposes is to get a hold of the heart of Israel and turn their heart back to Him. Yes, there will be people saved during the tribulation. Many will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and refuse the mark of the beast and refuse the one world church and will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah revealed that. Secondly, Daniel reveals the plan. Now, Daniel gives us some great detail regarding the plan of God during the tribulation. Notice in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24, and listen as we read and catch some of the key words. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. Now remember, Daniel is making this prophecy during a time of exile, and he's speaking about the future for Israel. Verse 26 says, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city of the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war of desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate. You'll recall a few weeks ago the Antichrist will make a covenant and he will allow sacrifice in the temple. And that will take place with many, the Bible says. The covenant's made for 1 week. But in the midst of that week, or 7-year period, he will break his promise and he will establish himself as the object of worship in the temple. And Daniel's prophesying that. And he speaks of it as well in the latter portion of verse 27. He says, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, both the prophet Daniel and the apostle John speak of this period as a 7-year period. Let's learn a few things then about Daniel's plan that we just read. And I've broken it down into 5 or 6 steps for you. Number one, Daniel's 70 weeks are 7 years each for a total of 490 years. And so 490 years in the future. Secondly, from the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem then, there would be 483 years that would pass. And we read about that in verse number 25 of Daniel's prophecy. Thirdly, the 70th week, as we know it, the week that we'll call the week of the tribulation, has been set aside. Jesus Christ came, but he was cut off. He was crucified. Notice what it said there in verse number 26. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And so we see the Messiah is cut off. This is a reference to the death of the cross of Jesus Christ. And so the determination for the 70 weeks is cut off. The first 69 weeks have already been fulfilled. But Jesus Christ was crucified, was cut off. The Messiah came, but the children of Israel did not receive him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now let's look at that chart again and see if we can picture just again how this takes place. We have 69 weeks until the time Messiah was cut off. There was then the suspension of that time frame of 70 weeks so that the church age could be fulfilled, this age of grace. By the way, how many of you are thankful that you've been saved by grace during this time? Okay, but the 70th week is what Daniel prophesied about. That 70th week is yet to come. And we learned that the term week speaks of a period of 7 years in this prophecy. And so number four says the Antichrist begins the 70th week with a covenant. He is going to begin it with a covenant. Verse 27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. So God says there's going to be 70 weeks before my son will come. But at the 69th week, he was cut off, crucified. And so there's a suspension of that time period until the rapture of the church. 1 Thessalonians 5 speaks of God's children not seeing the wrath of God. And the Bible says the Antichrist will begin the 70th week with a covenant, an agreement that is made. And no doubt the world will rejoice. They'll be thrilled at this leader, this Antichrist we learned about a few weeks ago. And for 3.5 years, he keeps that covenant. But in the middle of the tribulation, he breaks the covenant. And that's what we read about in Matthew 24. Matthew 24, 15 says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. This is also mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 2. And I want you to see that in verse 3. It says this, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Falling away means apostasy. And may I just quickly say, we're seeing apostasy in the part of many liberal denominations in the world today. A falling away from the truth. That's going to precede the time that we're studying. And it says, and that man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right? And so we see, first of all, Daniel's 70 weeks prophesied. That's 490 years. At the 483rd year from the time of the prophecy, the Messiah was cut off. Jesus Christ was crucified. The 70th week then was set aside during the period of time in which we live, the church age. But the Antichrist will begin the 70th week with a covenant that he makes, no doubt involving Israel. We as a church will be raptured. There will be a time of great tribulation on the earth. And then number five, the final week is what we know as the tribulation. And so Jeremiah reveals the purpose. God is looking for the repentance of the children of Israel and the salvation of many in the world. Daniel reveals for us a plan with the 70 weeks that he has given in the prophecy concerning the timing of the coming of the Lord. And then thirdly, I want you to notice that Zechariah reveals the product. Now, God always has a product in mind with tribulation and trials. That is to say, God always has a purpose, a goal in mind. And in Zechariah 13 and in verse number 9, we read, and I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. This is the fulfillment of what we learned about a few weeks ago, the new covenant that Jeremiah spoke of, Jeremiah 31, 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. In other words, God says the final product of this of this period of tribulation is going to be my people coming back to me. I will be their God. They will be my people. My covenant will finally be fulfilled with my people. Jeremiah gives us this purpose, God's interest in the children of Israel. Daniel reveals the timetable, and Zechariah reminds us that the new covenant will be fulfilled, as did Jeremiah in Jeremiah 31. Now, these are some of the prophecies of the tribulation. We read in Jeremiah, Daniel, Zechariah, Matthew, and in the book of the Revelation about this coming time of tribulation. And let's notice, secondly, this morning, the progress or the progression of the tribulation. How will this time unfold? Now, the tribulation, though it will begin with peace, because the Antichrist makes his covenant and the world is singing, "We are the world," and there it's the book of the Revelation, you'll find no church mention after chapter 3. You will find judgment beginning after chapter 3 and tribulation. You'll not find the church mentioned after chapter 3. And we ought to thank God for that, because this final week of Daniel is going to be a very difficult week indeed. It's going to be a bad time to live on planet Earth. Someone said once, you know it's going to be a bad day when you turn on the morning news and they're displaying emergency routes out of your city. You know it's going to be a bad day when you jump out of bed in the morning and you miss the floor. Have you ever had a day like that? I've had a few like that. You know it's going to be a bad day when the bird singing outside of your window is a buzzard. You know it's going to be a bad day when you put both contact lenses in the same eye. You know it's going to be a bad day when your income tax check bounces, and that's not even funny anymore. And there's a lot of different ways to have a bad day, but I'm telling you, these will be seven terrible, terrible years. Now, Tim LaHaye said in his book, Are We Living in the End Times? No one wants to think of a future period, even a short one of 7 years, that will be the greatest time of suffering and terror in all of human history. But the Bible is clear of the traumas of this period. It is unrealistic to spiritualize away the devastations God is going to unleash on this world during the tribulation. And so let's look at the progression of it. We saw briefly the prophecies of a coming time of tribulation. How does it unfold? And very quickly, it begins with the removal of the saints from this earth. And we studied this 2 weeks ago. But this occurs sometime before the tribulation starts. And I believe this event of the rapture may be something that the Antichrist tries to capitalize on in bringing everyone to a calm and trying to bring the world together in the light of this sudden disappearance of millions of people and graves that are left open and bodies that are gone. But the Bible says there will be the removal of the saints from this earth. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17 speaks of it. The trump of God will sound, the dead in Christ will rise first, then we which are alive and remain will join them in the air. In your notes, 1 Corinthians 15:52 speaks of it. It says it will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The word moment there speaks of an indivisible time frame. Quickly, it is something that will happen before anyone realizes what has taken place. And so the removal of the saints. And then secondly, there will be the rise of the Antichrist. And we saw some of the Antichrist last week in our message, Revelation 13:4, and they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And we see the rising up in power of this Antichrist. And there will be no doubt many, many people worshiping and following the Antichrist.
Well, friend, you've been listening to Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California. On today's edition of Daily in the Word, he's been teaching through a series entitled Times Are Changing. We're studying present-day events, but holding those events up under the lens of Bible prophecy. We're understanding God's sovereignty and God's promises anew and afresh. I'm so excited to tell you that Dr. Chappell has a brand new book that's just come off the press that's based on this series, and it contains so much more information than was able to be contained in the teaching and preaching series. The book is entitled Understanding the Times, Living Courageously in Prophetic Days. If you are a Christian, this book will help you understand what's happening in the world around us and how the Bible sheds light and gives you promise and confidence to live courageously. If you know someone that's not a Christian, this book will help them understand the gospel in the light of present-day events and in the light of prophecy. It's a powerful tool for witnessing to others and sharing Christ. It's a powerful tool for growing in God's grace and developing the courage and strength to press forward no matter what you see in today's news headlines. I want to encourage you to give us a call or write to us and let us send you a copy of Understanding the Times. The easiest way to receive your copy of Understanding the Times is visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. You can also call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Again, that's 1-800-201-7748. Finally, you can write to us at Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Your purchase of a copy of Understanding the Times is not only an investment into your own life or to the life of a friend spiritually, it's also an investment into Daily in the Word. Your gift to our ministry helps us continue broadcasting on this station and continue purchasing airtime on hundreds of stations across the country. So be sure to give us. Well, thank you, Pastor. And friend, thank you for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. You can find out more about this broadcast ministry. You can listen to today's broadcast or recent broadcasts, or you can request your copy of Understanding the Times when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. That's dailyintheword.org. Thanks again for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word, and until next time, have a great day.